We've been celebrating the Toyota Good for Football program and anything that supports local football. We are right behind. And today we've got Adam Dove. He's the Kilmore Toyota and Seymour Toyota dealer principal. And Paul Maher, the president of the Kilmore Footy Netball Club. Go, boys.
Hey, Gary. Morning, Gary. Morning, Tim.
Morning.
Great to have you in. Great. This is a partnership that's been going 2003. Is that where we kicked this one off?
Yeah, what? About 20 years ago.
Wow. That's unbelievable. How does it? What's it mean for the Kilmore Football Netball Club, Paul?
It's huge, Gary. Kilmore Toyota's been one of our longest serving sponsors and helped us through some hard times, particularly just a couple of years ago with COVID.
Yeah.
I can give a quick story where Dovey had already paid up his sponsorship at the start of the season, and then the season got called off. So I contacted him and said, look, you want your money back? And he said, nah, just keep it. So that's the type of person he is.
It's unbelievable. That is, Adam.
That is brilliant.
It is, and there's great synergy, isn't there, Adam, to be involved in a community. If you're going to immerse yourself into a community, a local community like Kilmore's, then the footy club's a great place to start.
Yeah, it is, and that's where I started my journey in Kilmore, as well as work at the footy club, and it's not given me just... You know, just an opportunity to sell extra cars or anything like that, but massive lifelong relationships.
You've been part of the footy club too, is that right?
Yeah. Played there for about 12, 13 years.
Yep. And then after that?
And then after that, yeah, I was on the committee for quite a while as a secretary for 6 or 7 years. And so I've seen how hard it can be, and probably that's where a bit of empathy comes out for what Paul's been up against the last 4 or 5 years and even harder with COVID.
What are the challenges out there for you, Paul?
Getting volunteers, Tim, is getting harder and harder, like the old days of a footy club running on a chook raffle. And, it just doesn't work anymore. So we actually paying canteen staff. It's just hard to get volunteers. So
do you have to pay people now to go and work in the canteen?
Yeah, at some clubs, we've just started paying some. It's I don't know, some of the time some people dropped off over COVID and it's harder to get them back.
Gee whiz.
And what about some of the initiatives you've implemented to try and raise money for your football club?
Well, obviously, we've got our major sponsors. Kilmore Toyota's a huge part of that. There's a Good for Footy raffle that is fantastic. So you buy a ticket for $5 and 100% of that goes to the club and they get a chance to win a Toyota. So it's great.
And Kilmore, how's the footy club going at this particular stage? You'd be on the eve of finals?
Yes, we had a couple of heartbreaking losses the last couple of weeks, but we're sitting in fourth and we'll be playing off in finals. That's where the seniors, our reserves are sitting second, the thirds are second, and we're also a football netball club, and we've got 6 netball teams all playing off in finals, so we're going well.
Open-ended question for both of you. Simon O'Donnell's a very big name at this radio station and around the world, he likes to tell us. Adam, have you seen him? He would be looking for some car deal, I would imagine, but has he wandered through the showroom?
He has. He was there a couple of weeks ago. He's gone to ground, though, the last couple of weeks.
Well, it's what, time to pay?
I think, yeah. Might put out a search party. His car's sitting waiting for you, Simon. Where are you?
So his car is actually waiting there for him to pick it up. Maybe he's waiting for one of his people to be available so they can go and pick it up for him.
I believe he's got quite a few around town, so...
Yeah, cars or people that live after him.
Paul, did he stick his head into the Kilmore Football Club and regale you with stories of his celebrated career at St Kilda?
No, we haven't seen his head in the door for quite some time. His boys used to play junior footy, but haven't seen him at the club for quite a few years now, unfortunately.
We're both from the country. Gary's from Kyabram, I'm from Dimboola. Dimboola were the Kangaroos, Kyabram were the...
Bombers.
Yeah. Kilmore are the...
We're the Mighty Blues.
Mighty Blues. So you wear the same sort of uniform as Carlton?
No, we have a it's a royal blue and
what's on your
sky blue? Yeah.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, that blue.
How could you not see that?
Well, I didn't look at that. That's like
on his chest.
For anyone listening in South Australia, that is like a sturt blue.
That's it. Yeah. Hey, boys, well done. Well done to you, Adam. The support, and I know Paul would appreciate it. We'll get in touch with Simon and we'll put him up as your guest speaker at your Best and Fairest night. How's that?
Sensational.
We'll make him available.
We'll make him available. Hey, thanks for coming in. Good luck for the season.
Thanks, fellas.
Good luck with the dealership.
Thanks, Gary. Thanks, Stephen.